Boss Keith, Kigo Boss Keith.
Hello.
How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Irish,
not too bad.
What's up?
Are you Irish?
I'm like 3% Irish.
Oh,
okay. I'm mostly English.
Oh, I have to leave.
Got him.
I have to go now.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you like Oasis.
Right. We came after the Mayflower, the Dakins. We came in like 1630. Very exciting stuff.
Really?
I have a book about it. I swear.
Nice.
My grandfather was like really into all this.
Your grandfather sounds like he was a cool dude.
Yeah, he was the best.
He was like a badass.
Right. He would not like whatever this is, whatever's happening with me currently.
Why is he so angry?
Very disappointed.
So you heard him shaking his head.
Everything that's happened. Very, very disappointed. Mm. But yeah, nice big week, guys, huh? Phil, you suck.
Why do I suck? What
just
did I
in
do?
General.
It's so my boss, everybody.
I'm just so excited about this World Series.
A lot of people are suggesting you for the box.
I've heard, I saw, I responded to a bunch of people. I read my own emails, which say you should respond to the Facebook comments. So I responded to basically everyone.
You wanted loaded tater tots.
Ruth?
You responded to every single comment.
Right, like a real loser. Yeah. But that's what we're supposed to do. Read your emails.
I'm the loser, remember?
So I responded to everybody, and we'll see. I mean, I'm very busy all the time.
or you have rickets.
Right,
yeah, rickets.
Right. I said I quit. There's been a lot of, and some of the, I told one lady I was in concussion protocol, and she wrote back, I hope you feel better.
You told one lady you want loaded tater tots.
Gravy, cheese. Yeah.
That was it, yes.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So like some of the people like, you got to be in. I was like, well, will you bring me things? Like, we'll see. AJ used to always get things. Yeah, I want the things. If I'm going in, I'm getting the things.
They feed you.
I wanted a full barbecue spread with cornbread.
Nice.
You know, we have Thursday and then Friday.
Right.
Right. And Friday's got to be just one shift. It can't be
six to eight to ten.
Because it ends at 9.
Yeah.
So we don't put
It ends at nine. Right.
We don't put a person in for an hour. So I think Friday's a 3-hour shift. And I think because Keith's on the show every Friday. Who's with me on this one?
Three hours on Friday.
Yeah. Friday is tiring.
6 to 9.
You're batting cleanup.
All in favor, say
aye. I'm so busy, though.
All opposed.
That means I got to get up. What?
Yeah.
But I live far.
Jazz and AJ. Boss Keith. Top 5.
Does that mean I have to get up at like 5 in the morning?
Yeah.
To get there for 6?
Yeah.
Well, I'll get back to you.
You suck, Keith.
All right, top 5 is about the World Series.
Yay.
Yes. Okay, so, number 5. I requested a sweep or some disaster that Yankee fans will have to remember forever. Now, I didn't get the sweep, but boy, oh boy, was that fifth inning the greatest thing that's ever happened. Mm. Just falling over themselves in simple little things like covering first base. Just totally skipped. Considered, and he said it yesterday, and I've heard it a million times, one of the worst innings in World Series history.
Baseball. Yeah. Forget World Series.
Oh, in baseball.
In baseball.
History. It is. It was a Halloween miracle. I turned it on in the fourth inning, and I was like, ugh, this team, and now they're going to go to L.A., and then I was like, and then I got to be on Friday and hear it, and then 5-0 turned to 5-5 in a bungling display.
Again, the bad news bears.
It was so good. It was so good. Somebody's Halloween costume yesterday just said fifth inning.
Top of the fifth inning.
Nice.
So good. Number 4. Your boy, Aaron Judge, just a clown, and it's wonderful. Oh, he's so tall. He's so great. But like A-Rod before him, just chokes when it matters, a big fat stiff, 7 strikeouts, .222 batting average, enjoy your shallow fake MVP awards. The best player gets better when it matters, like Tom Brady, and he gets worse. Congratulations, you're Don Mattingly.
Because Shohei did so much better.
He broke his arm! The dude played with like a broken shoulder!
And he did great, right?
He was holding his shoulder like he was dying. Aaron Judge was perfectly healthy and full of his fake steroids or whatever and couldn't do anything!
What are you talking about?
6'7". Isn't he 6'7"?
He is.
Yeah, because you follow baseball every day. You know,
very big.
You know the things about baseball.
I know the things about baseball.
Right, and you're such a good coach.
basketball.
Oh my God, so good.
I never coached baseball.
How are the Patriots doing now?
Not great. No,
I didn't see the Red Sox in the World Series, did I?
Well, they're rebuilding. Onions.
Okay, were they in the playoffs?
They didn't
make the playoffs.
I'm trying to think when their last game was.
It was late September.
When I went to Yankee Stadium, there was a big 27 up on the stadium wall there.
Right.
What's the number for the Red Sox?
But it is.
How close is it?
It's World Series. I think the Red Sox have won 9 total since World 1903. Series. Yeah,
wow.
It's that close.
So times 3.
Yeah. But in this millennium, it's 13-4 championships Boston versus New York. 13-4 since the turn of the year 2000. That's
unfortunately
a good one.
We don't start counting when you want us to start counting. We count the whole thing.
I also don't count ones he didn't play in. So.
Not many. What about ones I went to? Does that count?
No,
I went to one.
You know what's really sad? Fun. You know what's really sad about the Aaron Judge thing? Zero errors all year.
I know. Well,
zero.
That's the craziest part of the whole thing. Like, perfect all year.
None.
It's very, very
so
strange.
Embarrassing.
Did you see that meme?
And it was an easy catch.
It
went right into his glove, and he was just already looking at the runner.
They'll never move past it. This inning is going to be...
Well, it's like Bill Buckner.
It will never not be a part of their history.
I was telling Chaz that there's a meme out there saying Aaron Judge at midnight will drop the ball at Times Square.
Oh, that's funny.
That's a good one.
That's the only way you get past it is to just embrace it.
Yeah.
Number 3. I hate Aaron Boone from 2003. That home run in Game 7 of the ALCS when I was younger, it was a killer. But now, and it was awful, and I had a party, and then he hits it, and I was like, everybody go home. Get out of my house. It was awful. Yankees lost that World Series, on a side note. Everyone forgets that.
No, the Marlins. Six games.
Most people, if you ask, did the Yankees win that World Series in 2003, they'll remember the Red Sox thing, and I think they're cloudy. Even in this new Red Sox documentary, Kevin Millar says, like, everybody thinks the Yankees won that World Series. They didn't win it. Josh Beckett destroyed them.
That was the Carl Pavano year, too. The Yankees signed him, and that was excellent also.
But as as Yankee fans, this dude's got to be fired. He lost in 23 in the playoffs, 22 in the ALCS, 21 lost the wild card, 19 and 18 lost the division series, and they have one of the highest paid roles in baseball. How does he continue to be the manager? The dude should be fired.
He must have some pictures of one of his time runners.
I don't know how complicated you want this to get, but they're not firing him.
They should fire him. But no, keep him. Good. He chokes in big moments, too. He's another bum. Put him on the list. I love it. Number 2. Baseball, in general, needs a new system. This system is broken. 3 of the 4 teams that make it to the end spend like $1 billion. The luxury tax system doesn't work because dicks like the owners in Pittsburgh don't put the money back in the team. They just keep the money and they buy bigger cars for themselves. The solution, which will never get approved, is a salary cap because the players' union's too big. But there has to be something. I don't like the Dodgers. The Dodgers spent all the money they win. Cool. Like, it's just not right. If I lived in one of these tiny places, I'd be real, real mad. Like, we're never going to win because we're never going to have the money. And I don't know what the solution is. Phil, you should fix it.
Okay.
You should be the GM, the head of baseball. What would you do?
What, to fix the...
Yeah, salary cap problem.
Well, here's the thing. You're going back to Pittsburgh. They make money when other teams do well. That's how it's currently structured.
But why don't
That's
they
what
put
the luxury
money,
tax is for.
It's stupid. They should put the money into the team, and they don't.
You can't make owners spend money if they don't want to.
Ugh.
Can't do it.
And all of these owners, all bad, no matter what team you like. This John Henry from the Red Sox is like a ghost weirdo. Like, he's a bad man, too. Put them all on the list. Prison. Number 1.
Ghost weirdo.
If you've ever seen him, he looks like a skeleton ghost weirdo.
I thought you meant he was like an absent.
He's also currently absent. He doesn't do press anymore. He's like afraid because they don't spend money anymore.
I didn't get that one either.
Yeah, he's, like, no. But he also looks like a ghost weirdo. If you pull him up. Yeah, he owns the Boston Globe.
Uh-huh.
And then he owns the Pittsburgh Penguins. They own the Red Sox. And he is... Ugh. If Damn. You saw him in here, you'd be like, oh, you have to go.
Keith, who we have nicknamed the Pale One,
is worried about how ghostly white this guy is. No, he's crazier looking than I am. Like, he's paler?
More pale.
More, yep, all right.
Transparent.
He's paler.
He's transparent.
And now my number one favorite takeaway of the World Series. Chaz, who talked about the Yankees, never, until 3 weeks ago. Now you have to be forced to be a super fan. I want spring training updates. I want hot stove trade updates. I want you to talk about war stats in April. Mr. World Series, you've got to commit now forever. Who's their hottest hitter in AAA? I want all of it. It's only fair.
Yeah, that's not really my thing.
Jason Dominguez. Just say Jason Dominguez.
Is that the hottest hitter in AAA?
You don't know. You're a baseball guy.
I don't know anything.
Tell us who's the hottest guy in the Dodgers AAA system, Mr. Dodger.
That kid.
You tell us.
He's excellent.
How about the Red Sox?
The Red Sox, I know. I forget, but I know. I have notes back in my office. I have a binder.
Jazz and AJ. Boss Keith. Top 5.